This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, September 10th. God's word for you today is Reason of Use. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, and it says, "But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of the use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." How do you differentiate between when the Spirit of God is speaking to you and when it is your instinct speaking? In my first book, New Creation Reality, I dedicate an entire chapter to hearing from God. Your instinct can speak to you and you will think it is 100% God. When that happens and you go ahead and you get your fingers burnt, just know that it is a learning point. It is a humbling thing to think it was God and it was not. So it is possible for you to feel so strongly about something, but you are wrong. When people are so headstrong on their position, on what they believe, God is saying, "I just step back." Do you know that God can teach you a lesson by telling you something that is wrong and ensuring that you go to do it so that it can humble you? There are examples in the Bible. Search for them. If there is pride in your heart, God can give you a word that will humble you. What I am saying in essence is the first thing you need is to take a position that I can be wrong. By God's grace, I know the voice of the Holy Spirit now, and I can differentiate the voice of the Holy Spirit from my instinct. But there was a time I could not, and both voices were just jamming. However, some things will only come by reason of use. Reason of use means the more you walk with God, the more you exercise your relationship with God, the clearer it becomes. The more you're able to differentiate between your instincts and God's voice. I do not know anyone that has walked with God that has not made this mistake. You will make mistakes. There are things that you will think are 100% God, only for you to get to the other side and discover that it is not God. So, do you stop hearing God? Do you say at this point, "I am not even doing this thing anymore"? It is confusing. It is not in the Bible. I will just go with my brain. God helped me pass that point because God speaks. God is not talkative, but God speaks. If you discover that you are always saying, "God said this," "God just said," "The Holy Ghost said this," or "The Holy Spirit just said that," listen, most likely it's not God. Have you met someone like that? It is most likely their brain that is talking to them, not God. God talks, but he is not talkative. God talks in different ways, and it is as you walk with him that you are able to differentiate between your instincts and the voice of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, as father to child and child to father, help me discern your voice no matter the situation. Help me also recover quickly when I make mistakes. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.